This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Demonstrations are underway again in Denver this afternoon with a familiar chant. For the seventh day in a row, protesters are seeking justice in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis and bringing awareness to the ongoing violent treatment of black people by police. State lawmakers have passed a bill to make it easier to enroll in state-offered health insurance through the online marketplace Connect for Health Colorado. Residents would check a box on their tax return to share personal information to see if they qualify for help paying for health insurance. The proposal still needs the governor's approval. Professional soccer is coming back soon. The Colorado Rapids are resuming play after the COVID-19 pandemic forced a postponement. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
Soccer Players Association says it has ratified a new labor deal from the league that will last through 2025. As part of that agreement, the vote also finalizes a deal for the league to begin playing games again, a 26-team World Cup-style tournament that is set to start in July in Orlando. So at least for now, there's no timeline for the Rapids to return to Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City for home games just yet. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
87 and mostly cloudy in Denver, 74 with light rain. It's also windy in Colorado Springs, 91 degrees, sunshine for Grand Junction, 73, and it's partly cloudy in Vail. This is CPR News.